Governor Scott McCallum and the state assembly don't propose any cuts in the two biggest state budget items, school aids, a $5 billion item, and medical assistance, which costs the state $1.4 billion a year. McCallum proposed eliminating shared revenue to local governments, the next biggest item at $1 billion. Many local officials protested the governor's budget, but Onalaska Mayor Jim Bialecki says McCallum did the right thing in protecting school aids.
This may cause some pain. You have to sometimes look at the whole picture here, and in particular in our community here right now, our school system's having some problems, and so I think that you can't have everything, and right now I think the emphasis in terms of tax dollars needs to be focused there to maintain a progressive community.
Republican State Senator Rob Coles of Green Bay has been warning lawmakers for years about the state's structural deficit, committing more spending in the next budget than the state expects to take in. Coles says the entire budget should be considered for cuts, including school aids.
Well, I think you've got to throw K-12 on the table. Why should they be getting hundreds of millions of dollars in increase when everyone else is getting cuts? Are they saying that there's absolutely no savings that can be made in those areas?
Coles concedes that lawmakers are not likely to consider cuts in school aids or medical assistance. He says that means there'll be a big deficit in the next budget.
We're setting ourselves up for a big tax increase. There's no doubt in my mind.
The state Senate will start work on the budget repair bill next week. I'm John Powell at the state Capitol.